Greetings, brothers and sisters. Please listen to my message. I am Brad the Dad, and I will be the narrator of the patio book at the appointed time, and I'm really honored to be chosen by the author to do so. At the appointed time is an anonymously authored book, but it's composed by an author who has written some of the most read books in current circulation, and I'd be willing to bet that you've at least heard some of his quotes from some of the older works which have been made into movies. I have contributed small bits to the book, mainly to modernize the language of certain characters, stuff like slang and other mostly unnoticeable things. I am actually really new to the book in general, and I continue to be humbled by my unique involvement. I'm still not sure why the author thinks I'm qualified for this, but the authorship of the book shouldn't be a focus anyway. There are more important things that you need to be aware of. First off, a forewarning. The book's contents will offend many people. By the instruction of the author, I can't reveal anything about the subject matter or the plot of the book, since its unraveling is key to the experience. But I do need to let you know that the subject matter is something each and every one of the listeners will deal with in real life, especially if you're downloading podcasts. This book chips away at the very essence of why we're here and what occupies us every day. That means it's going to call shots and make you look at yourself. A lot of you don't want to, and can't do that. This is where the offense comes in. The book has been written by a Christian, and the Jewish and Muslim listeners and other listeners/readers need to be aware of this. But remember, it is written for all of us. Fellow Christian, brother Jew, and cousin Muslim, we are all descendants of Abraham. The very thing that binds us will bubble to the surface in this book. The elephant in the room can't be ignored. All three of us believe in different things, there's no denying that. And the author of this book doesn't try to incorporate everybody's belief into the book to please everybody either. You need to be aware of this. Hopefully you can get over this and enjoy the book, but some of the Orthodox people need to know that this work is a Christian-made piece, and it talks about prophecies of the Christian Bible. For the ultra-Orthodox, it may go against your religion to listen to this or possess this in any way, and the author is not here to offend anybody, so you need to be aware of that too. Also, don't assume that there is no involvement of the Muslim or Jewish people in the book. Some of the greatest heroes of the book are Jewish and are Muslim. Either way, the writer loves everybody of every religion and has written this book extra specially for fathers. That being said, it is also important to warn that the book does deal with prophecy and strong themes of the future, but in the strongest sense of the word, it is fiction. The book brings up historical events, but it interweaves them into made-up, fantastical situations. This is what the book is about. People may unknowingly assume that the author's claiming these things are going to happen, and I agree with the thought that after learning the story, there must be a warning. A second warning, now to my fellow Christians. There is no secret that we all have differing beliefs on our interpretations of the Bible and our religion in general. This book is going to emphasize that truth. I'm confident enough to say that we all need to remember there is a far greater amount that we agree on. This is the main theme of the book, too, and you would be wise to keep that fact in mind while reading it. The group of characters differ greatly, but their strength lies in their alliances. Okay, I'm getting towards the end of the introduction here, and I want you to move on to the first chapter. The author has asked one single favor, which is that you listen until the end of the third chapter. The first chapter is a very sad and somber one. It was written to make you feel one way and then see if you still feel that way at the end. It is a very necessary first chapter, and don't think that this is the way the book goes. No other chapter in the book is like this in any way. Like I said, it's a very necessary first chapter. The book is full of strong characters and groups, and the chapters switch around to these characters very often. By the third chapter, you have a full understanding of what the book has to offer, and you should be interested enough to continue on at that point. If by the end of the third chapter you're not interested, this might not be the right book for you now, and you may want to stop. But please, please, please listen until the third chapter ends. Each of the first three chapters are completely separate in every way. Also, as for the book itself, it is not totally complete, and it's currently a work in progress. The author, however, has reached a really good stopping point in the book, has submitted his work for copyright for obvious legal reasons, and the author and I are looking for feedback currently in this podcast. But the main thing the author of the book wants is feedback on things or chapters or philosophies you don't understand. There are complex themes, references, and breaks in the story which might catch the listener or reader off guard or confuse them altogether. Again, I'm not sure why the author picked me to podcast, because my voice isn't the greatest either. So don't rip on me too much, but give me feedback on that too. Other than that, that's all I needed to say here in the introduction of At the Appointed Time, and I've covered the line items that the author gave me. Please read this book and listen to the audiobook with an open mind. You can read the text of each chapter at the website, www.attheappointedtime.com. And for those of you who don't believe in some of the content of the book, please enjoy the novel anyway. We hope it's enjoyable for everybody. Thank you. For more information and feedback, visit www.attheappointedtime.com and email attheappointedtime@gmail.com. Thank you.